It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours with your today's issues team. Again, Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Fred Jackson.
Howdy, Tim.
And Chris Woodward.
Hello.
And we appreciate everybody. Well, that was good, Chris. That was like...
Ha! I'll go all Howard Dean on you.
Okay. Howard Dean. Yeah. I forgot about
that. That's a throwback, huh?
Now you got me going down that.
If you donate today, we're going to go to South Carolina and Texas and New Oklahoma. Ah! Okay.
That one thing derailed his.
It did.
His campaign.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was not a good thing. And that didn't sound good on radio.
It sure didn't, Chris. In fact, my opinion of you has suddenly gone down, Chris.
I don't know if there's quite a demand out there for Howard Dean impersonation. Should you not be on staff here with us, Chris, might want to update your political character there. All right.
14.
Thank you for listening. It's Wednesday, April the 12th. We're in the day two of 3 days of our American Family Radio Share-a-thon. What's going on here, Ed?
Well, as you said, it is our spring Share-a-thon. We do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. And our spring Share-a-thon, I can't think of the word. What's the
theme?
Theme. Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry. I was lost in Howard Dean land. Our theme is living water, and it comes from the Share-a-thon verse is John chapter 7, verse 38. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And in this verse, Jesus says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Folks, we believe that as we have shows on American Family Radio that preach the gospel, as we talk about the issues of the day from a biblical perspective and speak God's truth into our culture, that we are trusting in the power of God's Holy Spirit to change lives. So here in our spring Share-a-thon, we are asking you to join with us to help support this ministry as we try to accomplish those goals. And the number to do that, if you would like to give to our spring Share-a-thon, is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, I would like to let you know that we do at times sweeten the pot a little bit. In other words, we send you stuff, as Tim said yesterday. And so for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a DVD of The Battle in Loudoun County, the newest episode in AFA's Impact Series project, where we highlight the fact that God loves to use everyday men and women who are willing to be obedient no matter the cost. So this Impact Series is a collection of short documentaries about bold individuals who are radically influencing the culture for the kingdom of God. And this particular DVD focuses on the battle in Loudoun County public schools over what is being taught to children. So that's for a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County. Also, you will receive an AFR-branded duffel bag. And if you're watching us a live video stream of this show on either Facebook or streaming.afa.net, Fred is going to hold up a sample of this duffel bag. It's very nice. It's blue and black and gray, and it is AFR branded.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
So the number to call if you would like to give to our Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. Now, We have a $50,000 challenge going on for the remainder of this hour. So until 11 a.m. Central Time, whatever you
give. If you're challenged
or whatever you give, we are challenging you. Mm-hmm. Your gift will be doubled. So a generous donor or generous donors have combined to give $50,000 to Share-a-thon, and they have said if folks, we will double whatever people give up to $50,000. So that number to call again is 877-616-2396.
All right, and our theme again, Ed, is what?
Living waters. Living water. I don't know why I'm struggling with that.
Can water be singular and plural?
I think it can be. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So which were you using?
Living water. Singular.
Living water. Yeah. So we are asking. So the Bible verse, again, read it, please.
Yes, John chapter 7, verse 38. Again, this is out of the New King James Version. Jesus says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."
Amen. Yes, Chris.
According to the internet, the noun water is part of a category of nouns known as uncountable, which means they do not have plural forms.
Well, I've seen it in the Bible, so yes. The internet is wrong.
That's right. That's why you read God's Bible and then figure out what's going on the internet. So you can.
It really says they.
That's what one website says.
Says what, Chris?
The noun water is part of a category of nouns known as uncountable, which means they do not have plural forms. However, in literature, particularly in poetry, a huge amount of water, as in a storm, river, flood, or tidal wave, can be referred to in plural as waters.
Well, okay, so that what I said would be that, correct.
And that dictionary also probably says ain't a word.
That probably so.
Huh?
I smell what you're stepping in.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Chris is on fire.
Chris is down home this morning.
Yeehaw!
All right, Chris.
Salute.
Each day here on this program, we try to cover current events, news of the day, what's happening in our world, and try to give you a honest, truthful, biblical, if the issue requires it, perspective. So that's what our purpose is on today's issues on American Family Radio. Let's hear from one of our wonderful listeners, and we'll be back momentarily.
I got connected to Martin by Tim's letter that he sent out before your spring share-a-thon. He said, "We get letters, emails, and phone calls daily about how God is using American Family Radio to change lives, but this is one of the most powerful testimonies we've received." And then Tim said, "If you want to drop Martin a letter of encouragement, you may write him at this address," and he gave the whole address and his number. I mean, when I read it, he talked about being locked up in maximum security prison, and he said that his only stimulation was a radio, and he got locked in solitary confinement, and all he had, and this was kind of God's sense of humor, but all he had was AFR and a Spanish station. So he just decided that he would listen to it. It was the only communication he had. He, after listening for 2 months, got down on his knees and asked the Lord to come in his life. And he said from then on, his life just turned completely around. I read that letter and just cried. And then Tim said, "Hey, if you want to send some encouragement to him, write him a letter." And I thought, I'm going to do that. And so I wrote him. And about a month later, he wrote me back. And I thought, I'm amazed. And from then on, we've been writing back and forth. And he's just told me little bits and pieces about his life and what's happened. And the amazing thing was the letters that came from your readers of encouragement and prayer to him happened right when he was being transferred from maximum security to general population prison. He didn't get those letters until he was moved to this other prison. And then they started, forwarding his mail. And he got it, and he said, "I took an average of the dates," and he said the dates that I were getting these letters of prayers, encouragements, Bibles, he said all kinds of things, I realized that it was the same time that God came in this maximum security prison and brought me, they shackled him up, took him to a general population prison, gave him a job. In one day, he said, "That's never happened before," and he said, it was the prayers of these AFR listeners that I read in these letters that got me moved. He said it was just all because of prayers and AFR. And let me just tell you one other thing. I sent him Tim's letter, and he had never seen it. So I sent a copy of Tim's letter and the back of his letter that was on it. And he said, I feel like a rock star. He said, I got all this mail, and then Tim's writing and sending it to all these thousands of people. He said, I just want people to know what AFR has done for me and what they must be doing for thousands of other people that are in prison that are listening to American Family Radio. I'm just amazed with the Lord. I don't know why I'm still amazed. I mean, that's what the Lord does. You'd think I'd have a little more faith in him. I can't wait to call and just tell him that you're still a rock star in Jesus' eyes.
Wow.
Wow, I have not heard that testimony.
I remember when I got that letter, and we literally get letters from people who are incarcerated weekly and all over the country.
Right.
And they're listening to American Family Radio. In the case of this gentleman, I remember that letter because particularly because he said when he was locked up, I guess initially, he said he couldn't he had one radio, and the radio, because I guess where it was located, I mean, because of the, you know, the steel maybe that the prison was made of, concrete, whatever the reason was, he said, I could only get two stations, and she was alluding to this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got a Spanish station.
Which he didn't speak Spanish.
So. Right, right. And he said the other one was American Family Radio. And so basically, he was a captive, if you will, sorry for the pun, to American Family Radio, but he got hooked and kept listening. And as he said in the letter, which she referred to, after listening for a couple of months, he got down on his knees and repented of his sin and gave his life to Christ.
Was this the brother that was angry? He didn't like what he was hearing on AFR at first, right? But is this the same one? But he had no choice because he had to listen to something?
May have been.
And that's why it took 2 months. And he,
yeah. But anyway, God's using American Family Radio to reach into places that otherwise maybe they wouldn't get the gospel message.
Right.
Prisons, jails. We hear from people who are, you know, in nursing homes or hospitals or, you know, they're housebound or whatever the case
right.
may be. So I'm just saying when people make a gift to American Family Radio, you are helping us take the radio signal and broadcasting it all over America. In places that people may never hear the gospel any other way. I also remember early on, and I've told this story before, we got a letter from a lady who lived in New Mexico. And her car, this is, gosh, 15, 20 years ago. But you know how you remember
yeah.
letters? So this lady said, was it a letter or did she call me? I think it was a letter, though. She said, I took my car to the mechanic. Y'all remember those?
Yeah.
We used to have mechanics.
Mechanics, yeah.
The old-fashioned grease monkey, so to speak.
Yeah.
Anyway, she took the car to the mechanic and had to leave it there for a couple of days. Well, she left her car on American Family Radio. And so when you turned it on, boom, here came American Family Radio. And the guy told her when she came back to pick up his car, that, you know, you left your car on that religious station. She said, I started listening to a sermon and I listened the next day too. And he said, wow. He said, I didn't know this about God.
Wow.
And what he was listening to was a message by Adrian Rogers.
Oh, wow.
Of Love Worth Finding, which we still air. Dr. Rogers passed, what, a decade ago?
2005, I think.
Longer. Yeah. Two decades ago. Almost. But he got hooked on that and gave his life to Christ as a result of his customer leaving her car on American Family Radio.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, Fred, that's the kind of thing that incurred. Now, I have heard that testimony before. I had not heard... I had heard about the brother in prison because you had read that letter to our staff in devotions.
Right.
I had not heard the other side of that where this lady just shared.
Right.
about that. But those are the kind of things that, that encourage us so much here. That's why I love these listener testimonies, because they let us know God is reaching. Can you imagine if you are a pastor or a preacher and you preached, but there was no one sitting in the congregation, and you never got any feedback about whether people were being ministered to or not? That would be, this helps.
Yeah, those testimonies are precious. We hear from truck drivers.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are driving at 3 o'clock in the morning. They have us on, hear a preaching program. I was on with Bishop Jackson yesterday, and I was saying, we won't know until we get to heaven.
Right.
How many lives have been influenced by this network. I think there are going to be people coming up to us, and they're going to be saying, hey, you're the guy who worked for American Family Radio. Do you know that I listened to a program on American Family Radio, and that's why I'm in heaven today?
Wow.
We hear some of the testimonies, but I think there are just thousands like that.
Well, God uses technology. I mean, he uses these different avenues to reach people. And folks, that's why we're having our Share-a-thon. We're having our Share-a-thon because we're asking you to help support this ministry so that we can continue doing what we're doing, trying to be as obedient to God as we possibly can. And then we pray. We pray daily, Monday through Friday, before we start our workday. And so we're asking you to support us here during our spring Share-a-thon. The number to call if you would like to give to American Family Radio is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. If you would like to give online, you can do so safely and securely at afr.net, afr.net.
I have a story of my own, if you don't mind me sharing, just for
as
a minute.
Long as you don't do it in Howard Dean's voice.
It relates to what we're talking about here. And the message of the ministry. Many years ago, donations from our listeners helped bring Fred here. You know, Fred's from Canada, and based on listener donations and whatnot, we were able to hire Fred. He comes here, and many, many years later, Fred goes to a coffee shop nearby down the street for what he often calls a chat with a guy who was looking to get a job here. And through the course of several conversations, Fred went on to share the gospel with this individual who admitted to him that he was not saved, didn't know Jesus as his Lord and Savior yet. Long story short, that person was me. So donations brought Fred here from Canada, led me to the Lord, and now I work here.
Amen. Yeah.
And I just shared the link to all that on our Facebook comments.
Amen. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed and Fred and Chris. And we thank you, everybody who's given already yesterday, today. Maybe you gave in the mail prior to Share-a-thon, whatever the case may be. We thank you for each donation you've made to American Family Radio. If you haven't made a gift, what better time than right now, because we have a $50,000 match challenge. The National Match Challenge Center has issued a match warning to our listeners,
which will expire at 11 a.m.
The Share-a-thon Central has declared a...
Right. So what does that mean, Ed?
It means that, I'm not privy to this information. It's either a donor or several donors have combined to give $50,000 as a challenge. In other words, they will give the $50,000 as long as it is matched by other donors. So, folks, if you have not given on your side of the equation, all right, if you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $50, it becomes $100. You get, even if you're not good with math, you can probably figure that out. That's where I'm at in terms of math ability. But $50,000 challenge. What's that?
I don't think that's even a word. But
what's kind of like Waters?
Math ability.
I have the communication degree I have because it involved one math.
But I'm with you, brother. I'm for inventing words. Go ahead. That's what my wife always says.
Did you invent words?
I invent words.
I speak good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
So I was just going to encourage you folks, double your gift. And the number to call if you would like to give this hour to American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon, the number to give your pledge is 877-616-2396. 2396. There are people waiting to take your call. We know this because we can see them. We have a little iPad in there. They're here.
And we got a camera in the room where the folks are answering the phone. Yeah, we call it our Big Brother's Watching You camera.
It's our NSA surveillance. Yeah,
so anyway, they're answering the phones. And if you call right now, you can call. We answer the phone here in Tupelo.
Right. Yep. You'll talk, for the most part, most of the folks in what we call Sherathon Central answering the phones are staff members. Yeah, so yes.
What's the phone number, Fred?
That phone number is exactly, we can get you, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or, as you were saying yesterday, if you don't like to talk to people,
right.
Go to...
There's some antisocial listeners out there.
AFR.net, you can sign up, and be generous, folks, because some of your money goes to the Ed Vitagliano Cough Drop Foundation.
Oh, wow.
I
knew this was going to happen sooner or later.
I just noticed he was trying to cover it up.
Well, thank you for exposing
we all have our faults.
My cough drop addiction, Fred.
For just 25 cents a day, you too can contribute to it.
But what's so neat about Ed is that if I went like this.
Don't do that, Fred. Don't mess them up.
Really,
they're in
he's
order.
Also
like
OCD about how they're lined up.
Like a Marine Corps marching band. I'm sorry. That's the way God made me. God made me that way.
It's a cough drop gene that Ed has. You know, hey.
Well, folks.
Yeah. We need to move on from that.
Let me just explain. Please, just for a second. Okay.
Ed needs an explanation.
I was on the debate team in high school and college. I became a preacher right out of Bible college, and I've been on the radio and preaching, and I teach a Sunday school class. I've been talking nonstop since I was in the ninth grade.
And you're Italian.
And I'm Italian.
And
so,
that combo.
So it's loud, okay? And I tried to take care of my voice. And people from Canada.
Just like Frank Sinatra did.
All right. So you're right. We need to move on. But that
thus explains the cough drop addiction.
That's right.
Hey, there are worse addictions, yes. Right? All right.
Wow. You never know. You never know who's going to stab you in the back. Usually those close to you.
Keep your friends close and your enemies close and your friends closer.
Closer
whatever the term phrase is.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Okay, it's time to take a break right here.
That's right.
It couldn't come at a better time. We'll be back momentarily with more of Sherathon on American Family Radio.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR. Here's an employee memory.
When I first heard of Don Wildman, it was late spring of 77, and I heard a news report about a Mississippi pastor who had called his congregation to unplug the television for a week. The report was picked up by National Network News and was everywhere. I was living for myself, my pleasure, loving my sin, not interested in God whatsoever. I laughed so hard at this man, Don Wildman, and said, "What does that crazy old coot think he's doing?" 1988 came, and I'm living in Germany, and I came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and upon returning stateside, heard about the American Family Association from a fellow church member who passed the AFA journals on to me after she had read them. And so I became aware of the AFA ministry, but still didn't put it together with the old coot from the news. It wasn't until 1999 in Tupelo, Mississippi, listening to AFR on my office radio that the Lord would connect the threads of this tapestry for me. Through a series of events that seemed random at the time, I came to work part-time and later full-time for AFR. The old coot was now my boss. This man, whom I had despised simply because he dared to take a stand for right and wrong and point out wrong, became one of the most beloved men in my life. I am so thankful that when God spoke, he was listening and he took his stand, because it turns out that he was standing in the gap for me.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founder's obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Karna Godridge from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life, then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust. The Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of his saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. You know how many total pledges we have right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of this, and I don't want it to stop, but...
It just did.
Well,
I
got the picture.
You
know, yesterday I was on the air with Jenna, I think. Good morning, Jenna Ellis.
Good morning.
Jenna's joining us for this half hour on Share-a-thon. So,
great to be here.
To review, we've got Jenna, Fred, Ed Cough Drop Battagliano, and Chris Woodward, and Tim Wildman. So
that's
the team here. Yeah, we talked about
who's
that.
Who's your dealer?
I don't give up my deal.
Okay, all right. We'll have to talk offline later. Okay. That's a good stash right there.
Yep. Thank you, Jenna. I was being harassed prior to the break.
Right.
Well, you got the defense attorney in the room.
Thank you.
So, you know, I mean,
if you all have comments, talk to my attorney.
Your intervention is scheduled for today at 12:15.
As I was saying.
This is a Christian station. So.
As you were saying, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yesterday, I think I was on the air with Jenna when I looked down at the total number of pledges, and it was 666.
Yes.
Ooh. Is that what happened, Jenna?
Yes, and you're like, somebody please call in immediately so this isn't frozen on this
number. That didn't stay that way, but just a minute, but I didn't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
So now I look down just a second ago, and our total number of pledges is 7777.
Yeah. Oh, is that when you took the picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7777. Now it's 7790, which I'm thankful. We need to soar toward 14,000 or 15,000 by the time Share-a-thon's over or greater than that. But anyway, I was glad to see seven. In all seriousness, isn't seven a biblically significant number?
It is a number of completion. It's commentators understand it as a number of completion. So seven plays a large part, for example, in the book of Revelation. But it's not just a godly completion, because Satan is pictured in Revelation chapter 12 as a seven-headed dragon, because he is complete evil. There's no good in the devil. So it is a number of completion. I know you didn't want me to continue, you know, preaching a little mini sermon, but
that's okay. I was asking about the number seven.
Yes.
That's right. All right, because there are numbers in the Bible that have significance, right, Jenna?
Absolutely, yep.
All right, so 40, for example.
Right.
They're
40 years in the wilderness.
12.
40 days
12
in the
disciples.
Wilderness for Jesus.
Yeah. All right,
six is the number of man.
Jenna.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
We were together this morning.
Yes.
So I'm curious, we have our show meeting every morning when we get to work. We have our devotion, then we have our show meeting, and our team gets together and decides the topics that we're going to cover, the news stories that we're going to cover. How do you determine on Jenna Ellis in the morning what time do you have to get up, if I can ask?
That's a great question. And, you know, I actually do a lot of my show prep the day before.
Okay.
Because it's the morning show. And then that way, if there's, you know, clips or anything, and of course, you know, we get a lot of great guests that are scheduled. So all of that has to be done the day before.
You can sleep easy.
So, yeah. And just know that, you know, there's always something prepared. And I have, you know, other things, like, for example, if somebody doesn't call in or they get the time zone wrong, I've definitely done that before. Then I have other content that we can talk about.
You're prepared.
So, yes. So I'm prepared. Mm. You know, my number of completion on the show is 4. We have, you know, 4 of us that are
good. Team.
So the team, which is super fantastic. Love working with the guys. And, you know, and I'm kind of this just 24/7 consumer of the news.
Right.
And by the news, I mean everything from, you know, the super, super far left outlets to the, you know, ultra Christian right that we should be reading.
So you click on Huffington Post?
I do. And I'll tell you why.
Find out what the other side's doing.
I want to know what they're thinking and why, and how they defend their argument so that I can tear them down.
Right. Good defense attorney.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, you know, depending on that, and then obviously there's a lot of things that trend on Twitter, and you see some of those videos, what people are talking about, questions that they have. I have my own little, you know, jury pool of a few people, a few friends and family that aren't as much in politics. And so when they ask me a question, like I have 4 girl cousins, and we're all in this group chat, the girls, and they'll once in a while drop a question and say, hey, what's going on with this? And that tells me, okay, this is probably something that people have heard about, but they don't know much about, and they would like me and a guest to help
the
explain.
The people who aren't news political junkies.
Right.
What they're thinking. I got you.
Because we moved a long way from when Tim, Fred, and I were growing up. We got our news from either CBS, ABC,
that's the way
or
ABC. It is.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's how you got your news, or a local newspaper, and that news is usually a little bit behind. But now, especially young people like yourself and Chris and Brent over there.
Chris got a gray beard now. He's
yeah, but he's
on.
Still millennial.
Yeah,
man,
okay.
that's
all social media.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all of these alternatives. And the great thing, actually, about AFR, not only are we uncancelable here because of, you know, owning all of the towers and land and all of that, but also cable news is actually dying out. There are more people in our age group, the millennials and younger, that are no longer subscribing to cable, because especially in the younger millennials and the Gen Zers, we expect free content, so we're willing to have advertisers or click-throughs or things like that, because we expect the content to be there. And from a variety of options, we like streaming platforms like the AFR app. That's great that people, you know, you can just
go. That thing is going through the roof.
And a lot of people are the young people, like our young listeners that listen, and they say, oh yeah, I listen to the app because I can, you know, hit CarPlay and I can stream on demand. And so this type of news that is on demand and that you can get customized to what you prefer to listen to is really the wave of the future. And what's great about that is that we can, you know, here at AFR, we can bring the content that our listeners across the country really want, which is news and politics and culture from a biblical worldview perspective. And that's what people who've written in talking about Jenna Ellis in the morning, what I've loved is that type of feedback for them to, they sometimes will give me topics and say, hey, you know, I had a question about this. Can you address that? And I love that. So if you're listening and, you know, right now you can email us at jenna@afr.net. And I get a lot of, you know, great questions and
I got a question
topics.
For you. Now, you mentioned
email me.
You
sorry. Mentioned, yeah. I just gave the email address.
Right. I do know what an email is. Okay. I got that.
Oh, yeah.
Much.
Should I give you my P.O. box? Would that be better?
Oh, man.
You can fax me.
I'm just certainly glad to see somebody else get the business.
Oh, man. That's, y'all seen that commercial? I forgot. Is it? One Progressive or Kaiko. Anyway, I think it's Progressive. It's the don't become your parent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Progressive? I think that's Progressive.
Well, one of the funniest ones is they're all sitting in the airport gate waiting on the flight.
Yeah.
and
they all have paper tickets.
Yes, the guy looks at them and says, "Oh, they all got paper tickets. Great."
Yeah, you know? And then somebody's running through the airport, and one of the ladies says, "Somebody should have got here 2 hours early."
Anyway, I was going to ask you: are you tempted? You said you got 3 or 4 family members who.
Cousins
who will ask you what's
cousins,
going on with this.
Sister-in-law, you know, yeah. Okay.
Mainly the girls. Do you ever want to answer, would you just get your head out of the sand? I know you're not supposed to do that, especially to family members if you're going to see them at Thanksgiving.
Only at holidays. Well,
but, you know, one of the things that we are able to accomplish here at American Family Radio is educating and informing, especially the Christian community, on what's happening in our country.
Yes.
Right? I mean, and because a lot of our fellow Christians, while they have they believe in the Lord and the Bible, and they go to church, they, outside of that, they don't have a clue what's going on. And I know we're not all, I used the word junkies earlier, everybody's not made
we're
the same.
We're not Mr. Cop Shops over here.
Right. Yeah. We're not the cop.
It too,
yeah,
Jenna.
Okay,
it
came back again, yeah. But I'm saying a lot of folks aren't interested in that as much as we are necessarily. However, and that's okay. We're all made different, have different interests. However, you do need a basic fundamental understanding of what's happening because there's so much at stake.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, not everyone has to be a news junkie because not everyone's vocation is in politics or law or something to do with culture. But at the same time, for all of us, we are all Christians, and therefore our vocation is to be ambassadors of Christ to a fallen culture. And so, you know, I don't consider myself a lawyer who's a Christian or a radio show host who is a Christian. I am a Christian that happens to also be a few other things, right? My first and foremost job is to represent the interests of Christ, which is to continue to change hearts and minds. And so if we understand that ultimately the purpose of man is to worship and glorify God and to share the good news with our fellow humans, then we all have to know what's going on in culture and politics because that is all about truth in society, the definition of politics, and also to make sure that we are preserving our first fundamental freedoms, which is doing exactly what we're doing right now, speaking together about truth. And that is freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, and freedom of the press. And those things, our ability to be Christians in culture, would be much more difficult if we didn't have a culture that protected our first freedoms.
Amen.
You know,
yes, go ahead.
Follow up on that.
Uh-huh.
It's important, you know, yes, we're news junkies, but what's going on out there in the news is spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And every Christian needs to be aware of that.
Right.
No, it's not just a difference between Republicans and Democrats about a fiscal matter. No, this is about, as Jenna has alluded to, this is about our freedoms. This is about an attack on scriptural truth. There are people today that are suffering. I think of Baronelle Stutzman. Who flower shop in Seattle. She stood on biblical truth, and she lost her business because of that, because of the hostility of a government, just because she wouldn't supply flowers for a homosexual wedding. So that's what I try to emphasize to people. This is not just politics.
Don't just say
it's politics.
Right. What we talk about has real-life implications. And it has a great bearing on our future. You guys said freedom and liberty and our way of life that we enjoy here in America and whether we're going to be able to maintain those or not. Hey, Ed, we have a $50,000 match from one of our listeners,
right,
that we need to meet. And we got 16 minutes to get there.
That's right. Well, folks, you've been listening to Jenna Ellis, who's host of Jenna Ellis in the Morning, heard at 7 a.m. Central Time on American Family Radio. And there is a full lineup of people, maybe not as awesome as Jenna, okay? Some of us come in second and third and way down the list. No.
Participation trophies are okay.
That's right. So, folks, this is a ministry outreach to your neighbors, to your family members, to your culture. And so for 3 days here in the spring, we're having our spring share-a-thon. We're asking you to help provide the finances for us to continue. And the number to do that is 877-616-2396. Now, Tim mentioned a $50,000 challenge. That means whatever you give up until 11 a.m. Central Time will be doubled. Doubled. So you give $100, it's $200. If you give $200, it's $400, et cetera. So that challenge has been going on since 8 o'clock this morning. It ends at 11 o'clock Central Time, a $50,000 challenge. Please
call
give
now.
As generously as possible. Yes.
Call now.
Please call.
I'm doing subliminal.
Oh, subliminal. Yeah. Okay. The number to call if you would like to give.
Say your house.
877-616-2396. That's 877-616.
Win the lottery.
2396. Folks, please do not sell your house. If that thought is suddenly and mysteriously coming to your mind, we don't advocate.
And if you do win the lottery, don't forget to tithe.
Yeah.
That's to your local church. Or you can give safely and securely.
Uh-huh.
Online.
As opposed to?
At some websites you can.
The Biden administration is doing.
That's right. There are websites where you can give insecurely.
And unsafely.
And not safely and securely. AFR.net if you would like to give online.
Yeah, please, folks, help us meet this $50,000 match. We got 14 minutes to do it. Here's the number to double your giving, up to $50,000. This, again, expires in 14 minutes. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. You can double your giving right now on American Family Radio. Please don't wait till tomorrow evening or Friday and you go, wow, I got busy and I forgot to call in on Share-a-thon. We want to include your gift in the tally that we have tomorrow evening when we close out Share-a-thon in the final tally. So thank you everyone who's already called in or sent your check in via mail. By the way, if at all possible, we would, and many of you do this already, you commit monthly. And by commit, I mean you put it on a debit card or a credit card or a checking account or whatever the case may be, where you don't even have to think about your monthly donation to American Family Radio. Because if we can know a certain amount is coming in monthly for sure, then like you and your family, you know your paycheck's coming in, it helps us budget. And also, quite frankly, it's easier on you, right? You don't have to remember to write a check and take it to the post office or whatever the case may be. It's just a donation that comes out monthly, and we have a lot of people who find it easier to make a donation that way. So we do that. All you got to do is call in and say that, you know, I want to give in this manner, one of the options I mentioned just a minute ago, and we will be happy to accommodate you in that regard. Again, the phone number to call in on American Family Radio is 877-616-2396. Today's Issues is the program you're listening to. We'll be here till noon Central Time. Jenna Ellis with us, with Fred Jackson, Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman, and Chris Woodward. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
My name is Cheyenne Hannah, and I'm from Heber Springs, Arkansas. I've just been really blessed by AFR just because it's a way to surround myself with God's Word and with His truth. And I've been listening to it since I was a little bitty five-year-old girl. So I'm super, super thankful for you guys and for your mentorship and discipleship.
Hmm. Wow.
Digging that music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5 years old. She said she's been listening.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went on the air in 1991. That was our first station.
That's amazing. And, you know, it's so important to start kids when they're young in good habits and good routines and discipleship and mentorship. I was just talking to, one of our other AFR staff about how my family, because I was homeschooled all the way through, we read through the Bible once a year, and every morning in homeschool just started with reading a chapter or two of the Bible. And I didn't realize until I was older how much that solidified and grounded me in the Word of God and making that a habit and routine from when I was little and moving up. And so, you know, for parents who are listening, I get a lot of, you know, homeschool parents who will call in and say, you know, hey, we listen to your show and we talk about this with our kids and, you know, what's going on in the world and all those things. And I think that's so great for parents and for kids to be listening, to participate and know what's going on in the world and start young how to analyze things from a biblical worldview perspective.
Well, and I like what you said in combining this with you, what you had mentioned earlier. Your parents understood that part of their job in raising children was to disciple them.
Yes.
And so that's why the word was so important. Way before you made up your mind what you wanted to quote unquote do with your life, their understanding of the life of a Christian was, Jenna's going to be a Christian. Whatever God leads her to do, Christianity will be at the core, and that's why the Word of God is so important.
100%. And that is why we have to know the person of God, the truth, and we get to know God just like we get to know our friends and family members by spending time with them and getting to know them and know their characteristics. We have to know the person of God, and then we will take that and be a Christian in anything we do.
Right. All right. Chris.
Yes.
You got, what's your top news story that we would have covered today on the program? Well, we're going to cover it, but what do you got?
I've got a few things here. One of the things that is developing is a situation involving Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina.
Is it developing, Chris?
It is. Okay. It's developing.
As we speak?
Yes. Yes, it is,
okay.
Mr. President. Yeah. Senator Tim Scott has launched a 2024 exploratory committee to look into running for president of these United States of America.
What does that mean, Chris? He's
looking into whether or not it would be successful if he were to launch a campaign.
Thus, he's exploring?
Basically, it's a soft opening.
Yeah.
I want to look at it that way.
And I wonder how he defines success here. You know, like, will he be successful? Because, I mean, I think we all know that he's not going to actually get the nomination. Right. Likely. So
it divides. I actually was going to ask you about this. I thought about it because it divides South Carolina, because you've got Nikki Haley, which was the governor, popular, reelected. Now you have him and you have Donald Trump as a factor. And maybe Ron DeSantis, should he.
Can I interject here?
Yes.
Number one is Senator Tim Scott's a wonderful senator.
Yes.
Right, we can
yes.
all agree
yeah.
on that.
Mm-hmm.
He was on our program about a year ago or so and shared mm-hmm. and just a great guy, and if I remember correctly, was a fan of my dad's and our work here at AFA and AFR. So
Christian man.
Yes, yeah. Christian man, and I just have all the respect in the world for Senator Tim Scott. He would be considered, definitely, as Jenna says, a long shot in the Republican primary. Now, you know, here's the thing. there's so many things that happen in the world of politics over 24 hours, over a week, over a month, that change things. Now, so I agree with you, Jenna. He's doubtful that he will be able to win the Republican nomination. It's probably going to be, at least the conventional wisdom is right now, it'll be President Trump or Governor DeSantis, probably, most likely. That's what everybody is talking about and saying, although Governor DeSantis has yet to announce. But general agreement, I think, among people who follow this. However, to your point and to talking to Jenna, Senator Scott, I'm sure he's going into this exploratory committee thinking, is there any pathway that maybe I could, and what if Donald Trump gets sick next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, or any of them for that matter.
A lot of things can happen.
That's what I'm saying. Things happen, things change. So I think somebody like him probably gets, and Nikki Haley, they get in thinking, hey, I know I'm a long shot,
mm-hmm.
but,
Well, Trump was a long shot initially in 2016.
Well, there you go.
I mean, so things definitely can change. But I love that you brought out that Senator Scott is a very solid Christian. I loved his rebuttal to the State of the Union address. I believe that was last year or the year before when he was chosen by the Republicans to give that rebuttal. And, you know, the thing that I don't like that's being shaped by this whole 2024 narrative is that anyone that is not Trump is somehow a rhino, which is, of course, the term for Republican in name only. It's not the R-H-I-N-O. Right. There is no H. The H is silent in this acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would caution all of our listeners to be very careful with that type of rhetoric because, you know, you may not agree with Senator Scott, for example, or Nikki Haley or whomever on all of their policies and their perspectives. But I mean, I worked for President Trump. I didn't agree with him on everything. Certainly, right. You know, we all have our policy differences.
You're rhino.
Well, I am now because I'm willing to actually champion the good things that Governor DeSantis is doing out of the state of Florida.
Right.
That now for these really hardcore Trumpers, they're saying, well, you know, we have to get on this bandwagon of absolutely slamming DeSantis and Scott and Haley and Mike Pence, who's a solid Christian who I disagreed with on
and
stuff,
Mike Pompeo.
You know? And yeah, all of these people, it's like we have to totally slam them. And so the definition of rhino is now being manipulated to basically mean anyone who's not Trump. And that's just not true. And so as we move forward into 2024, we need to be looking objectively at these candidates and saying this is a primary. This is how our process works.
Right.
If we care about election integrity, care about the fact we need to have a fair primary too.
Right.
Right. Also, there's such thing as slander and being dishonest.
And in a biblical sense, not necessarily even a legal sense.
Yeah, and this may come as a shock to you all listening to me right now, but guess what? Republicans can be liars too. Okay.
Right.
So I echo exactly what Jenna is saying. That's why, listen, I don't want to get off into this a whole lot right now. That's why it has been disappointing to me to see the name calling by the former president, particularly of Governor DeSantis in Florida. And I don't think that's going to stop. I'd hope that it would, because I have a lot of respect for President Trump and what he did as president. He doesn't need to start attacking one of the most popular conservative governors.
The former president can make an excellent case for his own presidency, his own run.
Right.
Without
I consider it slander. Slandering the governor. It's not just a funny nickname when you do some of the things he's already done towards the governor. But anyway.
Who he voted for and endorsed twice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
So, but to your point, this is going to be contentious between the as primaries always are and always historically have been on the Democrat side and the Republican side, because you got 5-10 people who they want to win. They want to be the person that the party selects.
Didn't Kamala Harris say during the primaries that Joe Biden used to hang out with racists, didn't she?
Oh, she tried to take him out.
Yes, she did.
With that accusation. Debates. And now all of a sudden, Joe, he's the best ever.
Yes.
Couldn't say a bad thing about him.
That's
you know?
Right.
Oh,
right.
But so, I didn't cackle enough in my impression.
Right. So those things do happen in during primary battles.
Huh?
George Bush, H.W. Bush, called Reagan's economic plans voodoo economics.
Right.
And then became the vice president.
Yeah. And quite frankly, I don't have a problem with these candidates going after each other on policies or you know, things they say, do, or believe. I just got a problem when it gets down and dirty personal.
Or false.
And dishonest.
Yeah.
Yes, and false. That's when it's not fair game.
And let me just say.
Yeah, you just say.
As an Italian.
Right.
Calling someone a meatball, all right, who has an Italian ancestry is triggering to me. Folks,
makes you want to eat spaghetti?
That's just tongue-in-cheek, all right? I am not that sensitive.
You see the ethnic slur I use there?
I thought you were going to say fork on plate, but.
No.
Actually, I don't know what's wrong with saying Italians like spaghetti, so do non-Italians.
Nothing's wrong with it.
It's on my Mount Rushmore.
That's a true statement. If you said that Italians like Ed, like Brussels sprouts, that's a slander.
All right, folks, call in right now. Help us meet this $50,000 matching gift.
You've got 60 seconds.
Call. What's the number, Ed?
It is 877-616-2396. Easy that number again.
Yeah, easy way to remember that is 877-616-MEATBALL.
2396.
Wait, no, that's not it. What is the real number, Ed?
877-616-2396.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.